Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. It's your girl Claudia Jordan. I am back with my girls, the beautiful Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey y'all, hey.
With the cute hair, that's pretty.
Tried a new do today. She worked in 5.5 minutes.
Please welcome the beautiful Lisa Ray. Hey girl, what's up, girl?
Girl, I did the same thing. Just took them braids out and voila, I'm here like Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Beautiful. And last but not least, please welcome the beautiful Selena Johnson. What's up, girl?
Hello, everyone. Hello, world. How are you?
Everyone looking so fabulous today. And you know what I will say about this show? We give hair. We give fashions from the waist up, except Vivica. Okay. She doesn't have the show. We give makeup to glam. And I'm here for it. I had to put a U-part in tonight, which I'm not that good at. I didn't braid my hair down. So if I sneeze, this thing is coming off because it is not Oh, I didn't anchor it on properly. It's just on by a wing and a prayer. So I'm gonna need some tips from y'all. Y'all need
to. And if I laugh too hard and go back, it might go back.
I don't know, man. You know
what? This is what you love—the beauty of sisters. That you know, we can just throw it on real quick. But every Monday, we love to bring y'all something.
Absolutely. And speaking of bringing y'all something, later on the show, y'all want to stick around. We are talking to Grammy-nominated Queen of Dance Hall Spice about her new album and her music. Everything she dropped is popping. So we're going to definitely get to her shortly in the show. So Queens, what's y'all drinking on tonight? Y'all drinking or not?
Well, I may be on the road, darling, but I still got my glass of Pinot Noir.
Well, I'm going to always bring it to you in a nice little mug because that's where the tea goes and that's where the tea drops.
Oh, she got an initialized one. I love that, El Rey. That's cute.
Well, I'm giving champagne, honey, because the festivities start today. The birthday is starting on today, okay, then? So we're giving champagne to bring in the birthday this Friday, honey.
Yes,
I love it. Well, I'm not fancy like y'all.
Of course.
Oh, water, agua.
I got a little $1.99 bottle of water because I'm trying to lose this weight because I'm going to be in a bikini next week in Aruba. So here we go.
Here's water to hydrate.
And I'm also on.
You know, can I just say real quick? You can have clear liquor with a splash of lemon or lime and still not kill your diet.
Ketos.
The problem is I just got back from New York and I was also Rhode Island to see my mom and I had plenty of clear liquor.
Oh, gotcha. And you had that mama cooking.
Yeah, got it.
Gotta get it.
So ladies, we're going to have a little fun tonight. I want to kick tonight's show off with Man Crush Monday. It's a fun, it's all in good fun way to show our appreciation to some of the brothers in the game who are bringing the heat. So y'all ladies ready to play Name Your Man Crush Monday? Name Your Man Crush Monday?
Absolutely.
Hell, all three of them right there can get it.
Girl. I just gotta say, we had a group chat for this, and Selena, I got to put you on blast a little bit. We was like trying to say who our man crushes were, and me and Vivica had the same one, so one of us had to repick another one, and Selena was like, well, what if y'all think mine is weird? And what if y'all think, and I was like, we was like, girl, just pick somebody. So I was like,
serial killer. Right.
So we want to just put this disclaimer out. Some of these people may be married. Some of us may be married or in relationships. Please don't take it too seriously. It's just who is we have a little crush on. It ain't real. Don't be trying to put us on blast and say such and such.
Silly ain't real.
Got our husband with her crush. Like, it ain't about that. It's just we having fun, y'all. And that's that. Now, with that being said, Lisa Ray, let's start with you. Who was your Man Crush Monday and tell us why?
It's Bruno Mars. When I tell you he's so cute And he's so personable. He's so talented. And above all, he just got good vibes. Like, he got swag like a mother. Monica, you know what I'm saying? Like a mofo. You know what I mean? Right, like, right. Yeah, he got a little black in him somewhere. I don't know where it's hanging or high slanging, but still, I'm just saying.
Really? Come on, to Lisa Ray's defense. You know, got a whole bunch of soul going on. Lisa Ray and I went to go see Silk Sonic in Las Vegas. And what I'm telling you, she was she was so starstruck. I loved, he's so talented, and she was just tickle pink. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely had a ball. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's not often that I get a chance to go and just really be a fan with someone. And when you do, and you really like what they're giving out, from the band members to the song selection to the talent to his playing instruments, I got a chance to say to him, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You are an entertainer. He moves, his swag, his dance moves is so smooth. Vivica was right. My lips were stuck to my teeth because I was like this.
Well, Bruno Mars, if you're watching, I think you can have Lisa Ray be a leading lady in one of your videos. I think
she'll be without a doubt. And here's the thing, I won't even charge him.
I know. Okay. All right. Moving
on. Come on, Diamond.
Okay. Selena, we know you are happily married, and this is not real. This is just fun with the girls. But if you were not, who would be your man crush Monday?
Girl, let me just give my disclaimer. My man crush Monday is every day as my husband. But for the sake of Fox Soul and Cocktails with the Queens, girl, let me tell you, Idris Elba. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Look at her. Just look at the pepper, salt and pepper beard down to the chin. But here's the thing. I was in the movies this weekend, and I went to go see the movie Beast. Mm-hmm. And he's starring in that movie. And he was so excellent in that movie. And I thought to myself, man, Idris is from String of Bell to this. And I just started to think about all the roles that he has played and how amazing he is as an artist. You know, he's a DJ, you know, and then this guy is from London, has a whole different dialect, and be in movies talking about, you know, he'd be in movies talking like just American. You know, I think that's commendable when actors and actresses do that, like when they have a different dialect and they're able to switch around on the dialect.
Didn't he start off on The Wire?
He was on The Wire. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Stringer Bell. So that's a very long time ago. And then, you know, just to see his progression, he's been in so many movies. I mean, Marvel movies, like everything. So he's my man crush Monday.
Amazing, amazing, amazing actor. Very much so. Vivica, who would you love to show some love to?
Well, you know, I have a thing for, you know, I like entertainers and athletes mainly, used to, we're going to say that. But what I do love about an athlete that goes, turns himself into a businessman and a professional would be the very handsome Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan, you know, him and that Gap, just every morning come through, go on in America. I just love it. I love how smart he is. He really is. I've been on his show, Good Morning America, $100,000 Pyramid. I did not do good. This morning I saw him on The View, and he now has a clothing line coming out, a men's skincare line. And he's just an overall good dude. So my disclaimer, I know he got a girl. I ain't trying to be his girl. But Michael Strahan, I think he's about 6'3". That Gap is working.
Okay. Oh, you like that Gap. Okay, Gap love. Okay, I'm gonna ask. My man crush money would be Morris Chestnut. And I know he's happily married for like 30 years. And that's kind of one of the things I like about him, how you don't ever hear him in any scandal. He's classy. He don't embarrass his wife. That man is class personified. He's sexy without trying. He never came off thirsty. You never see him wiling out. And I've been at many events that we've both been working on. Yeah. He do a lot of stuff with Howard University, with the homecoming. And this guy is charismatic. And Vivica, you got to work with him and all that. And we both actually
Key, honey. One of the best kisses on the planet, child.
Good job.
That's where his wife, man. You would love her. Y'all both lucky because y'all are a beautiful couple. So that's and again, charisma. Love it. Classy. All right. That was kind of fun. I think we should do this more often. So, wasn't that bad, Selena? It wasn't that bad, Selena.
Yeah, but she picked me. See how she picked me to do? She ain't picked nobody else, man. See how Claudia do? Because she on the side chat. Y'all don't know how Claudia be down to the side chat.
Oh, wow. That's what y'all saw.
What I said, right?
She's going down. She's in the side chat going in. But it's cool. This was definitely what I'd be talking about with her.
But I wouldn't say that. It's just us. It's just us.
It's always just us. They can't know or we be all fired.
Hey, ladies, before we start the show, we'd like to send our love and support to the 23-time Grand Slam winner, Serena Williams, who will be starting her final tournament tonight for the first round of the 2022 U.S. Open. Is there anything you ladies would like to say to Serena? And, man, this career is next level. It's just mind-blowing.
The GOAT.
I am just glad that she's Black. That she from that other side, that she is showing everybody that it doesn't matter which side you come from, that if you keep your mind focused on the prize and the goal and you have supporters that's going to help push you even when you don't feel like it and they see something in you that you yet don't see, to be able to stay around those type of people, appreciate them and know that you need them. She has moved through leaps and bounds, honey, and she has shown us that she gonna do it her way. I love her outfits that she choose with that pow of an onion showing, saying, I am a Black woman. You know what I mean? And she just looks strong. Every time you see it, it's like, okay, thickness. You know what I mean? She just look like, yeah, like a stallion. Okay? Yeah,
absolutely. So
congratulations to her, and I'm glad that she is still in the race.
Doing her thing. Okay, Selena, what do you think?
She's the GOAT. Okay. It's really nothing more you can say about Serena. She's a class act. She's done everything from activism to, you know, just downright winning. And the way she's gracefully handled press, you know, and insults. I remember there was like negative press. People would be calling her all kinds of names and everything, like, and she has just still persevered and won through opposition in front of the world. Her and her sister are just class acts. I really, really hope she can come out on top in the U.S. It's the U.S. Open, right?
Yep, that'd be a great way for her to finish up.
Yeah, man, because she deserves it. She's the epitome of greatness. And I love Serena Williams. So she's the goal.
Vivica, real quick before we go to the next story.
Serena Supreme. You have nothing else to prove, Queen.
Okay.
They've done it all. They want to make you chase this elusive 24 win to say that you are better than everyone. You are an awesome sister, an awesome mother, an awesome wife, an awesome stylist, an awesome daughter. You are Serena Supreme. Congratulations on a fantastic career that I guarantee you few will ever match. Congratulations, Serena.
And on top of that, she had to do it. I remember seeing her in Los Angeles one time when there were racist fans calling her all kinds of names and she ignored all that noise and whipped all their asses. And I was like, damn, that's right. What I'm talking about. All right, ladies, Serena, we love you. And you should come on the show one day. I'm going to go ahead.
Yes!
That would be amazing.
All right, let's get to these topics real quick. Last week, it was reported that Nick Cannon is expecting his 10th child. This will be his third with model Brittany Bell, with whom he already shares two children. Abby De La Rosa, with whom he shares twins, is expecting their third child together, and Cannon's 9th overall as well. After the announcement about the new addition to Cannon's village, a source claims the mother of all of Cannon's children are cordial and respectful to each other for the most part. The source told Entertainment Tonight they mostly stick to their own families and what concerns them directly. The insider continued, the mothers have great relationships with Nick, and he does his best to balance everything, carve out time for everyone, and make sure each mom and their kid or kids feel special, important, and loved. Okay, if a man has several children with different women, do you think it's possible for him to have a healthy relationship with all of the mothers of his children? Let's go to you first, Selena.
It does matter. It does matter to have a healthy relationship with the moms, but what matters more is a healthy relationship with his children.
Word.
Because he cannot control how the mothers will behave overall, but he can control what kind of father he will be. I'm assuming that Nick has agreements in place You know, we joke on Nick all the time, but I think he's a pretty level-headed guy. And I assume that there's, you know, homeostasis between the women because of the agreement that's probably in place. And everybody's probably cool and chilling because they're getting a nice sizable amount of paper and their child is taken care of. They could be with men that they so-called love and have been with and not have and have no mate, no money and no support and no nothing. So I don't hate on them. I think everybody's got to do what's best for them. But I do think the relationship with the children is the most important thing at the end of the day.
Okay, Lisa.
I concur with Selena. He is no fool. He's very smart. He's been making money for a very long time. And if this is his choice of how he wants to rear his kids and how many different baby mamas that he wants to have, we don't know why he chose it to be this way, but he has, you know what I mean? And we're watching from afar. And right now he's saying that I have a healthy relationship with all of my kids and I make time for them. And this is was in my intent. Then it's like, okay, well, we can't say too much of nothing because it's like he's handling his business.
Okay. And last but not least, Vivica, what do you think?
I don't like it. I don't. I don't know. When I saw this come up with him and announcing yet another pregnancy, I don't like it. I mean, you know, y'all can be like, well, he got money to send a third, but the foundation of Black families, especially a strong father figure, is needed. Mm-hmm. This isn't a good representation of it, in my opinion.
You know, I'm going to go with you on this one. I think Nick Cannon's a great guy. I think he's successful. And the same, you know, we go in on people like Future, and not to say that he's the same, but it's just at the end of the day, there are a lot of, I don't know how he, with his so busy, and Nick Cannon has an empire. He has an empire. So do you have time for all these kids?
To be there to take pictures, and it's cute. And oh my God, I'm at the birthday party. You know, children deserve a father figure, especially young boys. They need positive father figures, especially African American, because they Black. And just providing a check. I've seen so many people that in the past have dated like athletes and gotten child support. What if he gets hurt? Things happen.
Yeah, I wish we get out of the, well, he has the money, because it's way more than money.
Exactly.
We didn't say it was just the money. We totally said that he should have a relationship. Well, we said he should the relationship with his kids is most important. And let's be clear, if he was a man in the house with 10 kids with the same woman, it would still be same thing. He would have to still give the same amount of attention.
No one said that they were in the same house because they're all happily living.
No, I'm saying if he was, he would still have to divvy up that same amount of attention. And I think that, you know, all relationships are not as conventional, but love can look like anything. You know what I'm saying? It's the relationships where men are in the house and abusive and a fool to their kids. Just because they're present doesn't necessarily mean that they're important.
I'm just going to say, if something happens, you know, I like Nick. He's a great guy, but fatherhood deserves responsibility, accountability, and children need that in their lives.
You know what? I'm going to say this before we go. I would love to pick Nick Cannon's brain, and I would love to extend an invite for Nick Cannon to come on the show so we could talk about this, because maybe there's something that we're missing, and I would love for him to share that with us so we don't have the wrong opinions of why. And I would love to hear about how he manages it all, you know, and how he is able to juggle. So Nick Cannon, if you're watching or if your people are watching, please send this message to him. We would love to have you on Cocktails with Queens and talk to you about fatherhood and this huge responsibility you've taken on. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and don't go away, because after the break, we are catching up with the queen of dance hall, Spice. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. If you're enjoying the show, put some flame emojis in the chat. And speaking of flames and fire, tonight we are talking to Spice, the queen of dance hall. But first, take a look at her spicy new video, Tape Measure. Ooh. Yes, hey. Grammy nominated singer Spice. What's up, girl?
Hi, Wagwan, Wagwan. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Ooh, I like the song with the tape measure and the little inferences we make into length and girth. Yes, girl, we need that for the summer, for the fall. We love it.
Never maybe leave home without a tape measure, so you won't be disappointed.
See, I don't have a tape measure like on hand. I use the hand, like one potato, two potato, three potato, but a tape measure is a little more plastic. How you feeling tonight, Spice? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling excited. I have the number one reggae albums on the iTunes USA chart, also on the UK chart. I'm feeling elated. I'm excited.
Go, girl.
Yes.
So you're excited, and we are too. But before we get started, you issued an apology to men because, you know, maybe some of them weren't too excited about the release of your music video Tape Measure.
They weren't at all. Well, most of them was coming out, you know, that, you know, some of them don't have what we expect. And so now that the ladies are going to check, they're a little bit disappointed. So they were like, one of them particular woke up in the morning after my video shoot and they was like, good morning to everyone except Spice. So I know that
But what about your apology?
The ladies was teasing a lot of them and saying, oh, when we get home, we want to know what number you are on the measure. So it's a whole movement. So I issued an apology, you know, to the men. And I was like, you know, if you don't fit any particular number on the tape measure, just wait until it's your season, which will never come. But, you know.
I love it. But you know what's funny? They can make a million songs about our butt sizes, our bust, every single part of a woman is broken down and put a number on it. But yes. One little song about the tape measure got them in their feelings. I love it. Yes. So
let's talk about it. Yeah,
I know that's right. I'm here for it. And speaking of tape measure and accolades, let's talk about this album, Emancipated, that's topping the charts. Not just on the two charts that you spoke of, but worldwide. Let's just break it down a little bit. Currently the number one album in the world, number one reggae album in the world, number one on the UK reggae iTunes chart, number one on the US reggae iTunes chart, the number one best-selling international album on Amazon, and number one in Jamaica on Apple Music. Hello, somebody. First of all, congratulations, Black Beautiful Queen.
Thank you so much.
What is it like to see your hard work pay off, Spice?
Oh my God, I feel gleeful, I'm elated. And to be honest, this album is called Emancipated because for the past 10 years, I've been locked up in a deal with my record label and I couldn't seem to get out of it. I released a project called Captured because that's exactly how I felt, like I was captured for 10 years in this record label. There's this ongoing feud that we had. But now that I'm out of the label, I decided to call it Emancipated because this is how I feel, like I'm emancipated. And my fans, who I call my besties, they have journeyed with me. And now that I'm free and independent and doing this on my own, after 10 years is a long time. It's like a decade tied up. So now that I'm free, I think the name of the project explains exactly how I feel. I'm really, really just happy and, you know, humbled and grateful to be here saying that, oh my God, I'm an independent artist. I'm free again. That's really how I feel.
Awesome.
So Emancipated is a celebration of your freedom, and not only as an artist, but as a mother.
Yes.
As an entrepreneur, as a woman. So take us on your journey a little bit, you know? Tell us about the journey.
Oh, do we have time for me to take you on my journey?
We'll short it up
in the clip notes, right.
Okay, so I come from a community called Old Brayson in Portmore. That's in Jamaica. So big up the whole of Jamaica. I started when I was pretty young. My father used to play a lot of Bob Marley song in the house, and that's where I kind of discovered my love for music. He died of, unfortunately, when I was only 9 years old. But when he was here with me, he used to boast to all of his friends, my daughter can sing, my daughter gonna become a star. Listen to my daughter. And he used to play a lot of Bob Marley and Professor Nut song. He used to say to me, if you sing the song, I'm gonna give you extra dumplings. And I love dumplings. I used to sing for food in the house. And after he died, my world came crushing. But because it's like a promise, because he was living that moment that I'm going to be a singer. I took on that journey on my own and I started fighting to become a star. And I got the opportunity to perform at a big festival called Sting Festival, where I went on that stage and I performed for the first time when I was a teenager. And I got called back like 4 to 5 times. I ripped the place apart. I met Bounty Killer, who is a part of dancehall. And he was the first artist to hand me a microphone. I never looked back since. I just kept going. I got my first hit song in 2003 called Me Is a Girl, Me No Fight Over Man. It's still an anthem in a dancehall right now. And in 2009, I did Ramping Trap with Vybz Kartel. I climb up the ladder right there, so internationally. And I just never stop. Right now, I'm the Grammy nominated queen. I'm the first hardcore female dancehall artist to ever be nominated for a Grammy. So my journey is long. I kind of shorten it, but I went through a lot, and I'm just here now celebrating all the seeds that I've planted.
Well, let me tell you this, girl, because it was your accent that just captured me. I didn't hear a damn thing you said, but it sounded good. Watch me now.
I heard everything. Fantastic.
I love her energy and just her drive for success. For a second there, you almost got me and Lisa Ray to crying, because we're such daddy girls, and you got to talking about your dad being your drive behind your success. But you told Dance Hall Magazine that as a mother, I am totally a different person. When I'm home, I cook, I clean, I take good care of my babies. I sing church songs. But then when I go on stage, I'm a totally different person, which we can see that, you know, the accent came out, you know, all the love for entertainment. How do you balance being everything for everybody? Do you find it to be difficult, or do you enjoy the journey?
It's extremely difficult. You know, I enjoy being the persona Spice, which is that person that comes out on stage. And I also enjoy being a mother. I tell people all the time, it's two different persons. They don't understand it. But Spice is just a persona that I take on stage. When I get off stage, I'm back to being Grace. And Grace is just that humble girl who's singing the church songs, taking care of the kids. And I don't play my music around my kids or my daughter. I grow them up, you know, nice. I teach them to speak proper and groom them. My daughter is 11 years old. My son just turned 15 a few days ago, Leo Gang. So I'm just that, you know, homebody type of girl, just home cooking my rice and peas and chicken and a little oxtail. And, you know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You cook, you know how to cook all that?
Of course.
Okay, it's coming over, girl.
The best. I'm the best at it too. Ain't nobody can cook rice and peas like what I mean, my love.
So you knew how to do oxtails too?
Absolutely.
Oh, where are you in Atlanta? You in Atlanta?
Yes.
I'm coming there this weekend. I'm going to call you. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, everybody in the chat, if you're enjoying this interview with Spice and I want y'all to throw some Jamaican flags in the chat and show her some love, because she has been a great guest. Spice, you collaborated with the 11 Hip Hop Atlanta cast member Carly Red on her chart-topping single Work. I love that song, and you just kill it on it. How did that collab come about? Because I know she was trying to do a song with you for a long time. It wasn't going well at first, and you gave her advice, and y'all got it together.
She's been trying to do that song with me for a very long time. If you watch Love and Hip Hop, you're going to go through the journey of how it started, how it became, you know, to fruition. But the truth is, she recorded that song maybe like 20 times. And wow. I think the journey was because, you know, that's my friend in real life. But for her to come to me and want to do a song, I wanted it to be the perfect song. Every time I tell her, you know, I like the song, but just this chorus, it needs a better chorus. She thought I was giving her a hard time, but I really wanted her to deliver a good song. So I was just behind her, grooming her, pushing her, like, let's change the chorus. And when she changed the chorus, I'm like, you know what? Let's change the verse. And when she did the verse, I'm like, let's put the second verse at the front. So she thought I was giving her a hard time, but that's how I really make music, you know? And she got the opportunity to come behind the scenes to see how I put my projects together, that it wasn't easy. And, you know, because I was doing that, she felt like I was being difficult. But now she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. My song is number one. And I'm like, you see,
it's a lot. Yeah. I saw her when she recently like fell out, child. She was like, Lord Jesus, thank you, guys.
Yes.
So excited. She was. So Spice, any other artists you want to work with?
Absolutely. Beyonce, enough of them who I work with. Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, the list is very long. The list is very long.
Spice, what can the fans expect from you next? And will you be going back to Love and Hip Hop?
I'll definitely be back on Love and Hip Hop. My contract don't expire yet. But I mean, I feel like it opens a lot of doors for me. A lot of people get to put the face to the name. Fans can just always expect me to be in the studio. Other projects are going to come out. Emancipated is the album I'm promoting right now. If you haven't gotten it yet, you need to grab a copy of it. It's doing extremely well. It's number one, but keep it up there by still buying. And I'm just working on other songs and singles. And I have 3 other songs to be on that same Emancipated project that's going to come December or maybe January. You never know. That's the surprise. You guys are the first to hear that. I'm going to add new songs.
Yay,
to the project.
We like first.
Exclusive on Cocktails with Queens. Yes.
Okay. Spice, we appreciate y'all. And I will say this season of Love and Hip Hop is y'all definitely return back to credible music, real music. And you're a big part of that. And they got the fans will get to see your journey being Grammy nominated, going to the Grammys and what happened and all that. And you bring a lot of credibility to that show and you really raise the bar. You really do. So thank you so much for joining us and being so authentic. We like love your style. And we are proud of you, girl. We really are.
All right. Thank you so much. All you ladies look beautiful and look good on a mouth clean and a teeth white and a come out strong and a hair pretty. Everything goes nice.
Yes. Love you guys.
Please, everybody.
Let me give y'all that.
Okay. Yes.
Please, everybody, support this hard work and sister. It took her 10 years. And you know what? She's doing it real big. Make sure you support everything she does. She is a bright light and we adore her. Thank you so much, Spice, for joining us. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more and make sure you get that music and support our sister. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queen. So behind the scenes, just so y'all know, we done bum rush up Spice and we all said we're gonna roll up to her place. We just invited ourselves so we can get some of that Jamaican cooking. So we all gonna be at Spice real soon.
Well, that ain't all I want. I want her to show me how to wind it up.
Well, her food got to be good. The girl's name is Spice.
That's okay. Right.
I mean, come on.
we gonna pull up in Atlanta. All right, y'all. Hey, we've reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we have faced in our lives and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, ladies, tonight's topic will focus on the importance of finding freedom in forgiveness. Our topic was inspired by a post from social media influencer Brittany Renner. Watch this clip.
Forgiveness, because I don't want to keep looping in the same story, because that same story, like the stories that we tell ourselves about our lives, are the same stories that keep us captive.
What are your thoughts on what Brittany said? Vivica, let's start with you.
Forgiveness is a beautiful thing. It really is. That's how you're able to move forward, because if you carry things with you for a long time, it just burdens your spirit down and things like that. I'm going to be nice. Yes, it's good to forgive.
No, hell no. We need that. What was you gonna say?
Right, Lisa. Right. Right.
Yeah. Because that right there made me real cute to somebody.
Because can I tell you? I'll just say this: I don't like manipulation. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between forgiveness and manipulation for a moment, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, let me elaborate. Okay. Yeah. I feel you, because it's a thin line between the two, because what I'm going to read between the lines is that you can have someone that want to say, you know, forgive me, but is it sincere? Is it because they want to get to the next plane with you because they know that the gravy train is good, or for any other reasons than other than, you know, the forgiveness of the heart? You know what I mean? And forgiveness in the mind of carrying the weariness of what happened between 2 people, 3 people or whatever that you want to let go. So I understand what you're saying, because I share that, you know, I share that with someone that, you know, I just not so sure that I can just forgive that easily for him. You know what I mean? I want to, you know, but without the closure and without, I guess, a decent conversation, I don't know when that would ever come. But I only feel like I feel it when his name is mentioned or when the incident happens, you know what I mean? And then I go riled up and I go, let me just leave that alone. You know what I mean? And then I go into another space, you know, but I'm sure that it has to be something going on inside of me that has to be altered, and it got to be keeping me low in some kind of realm, but I just don't feel it until the name is mentioned, and then it's like, oh, you know. So I don't know how to, I don't really know how to conquer that, really.
Real quick in there, y'all, and I promise I'm not trying to talk too long, that it's a trust factor. You know, you can say forgiveness and this, that, but are you being manipulative and you're still the same person and still going to go back to doing the same stuff just because you manipulated me? Because there's a thin line between forgiveness and manipulation. I'm sorry, Selena, I didn't mean to get into your time.
That's okay. Wow. First, three things. First, Brittany, I'm so proud of her. I watched the whole video. She started off crying and she started off talking about how forgiveness has been so difficult for her and how, you know, there are people that she will never hear sorry from and that she's willing to choose to forgive. And she talked about how forgiveness is being for you. Number two, forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. Forgiveness is so that you don't have to go around carrying something that these people probably wake up in the morning and don't pay any attention to while you're running around having a bad time about them and mad at them and feeling a way about them. They're not even paying you any attention. So forgiveness is the process of letting go of that situation, which in turn releases stress for you. However, number three, I believe that forgiveness is a process and no one should be rushed into forgiving anyone until they feel that they're ready. I feel like people have to go through their feelings and their emotions. It doesn't work like that. If someone does something to you, you don't get to say, oh, you're supposed to forgive me the next day. No, there's a process in forgiveness and people should be allowed to go through their process until they get to that point within them to allow themselves to forgive that person. But that forgiveness, even then, is not for them. It's not for them to forgive you or you to forgive them or for whatever, but it's for you to have peace and not carry a burden around of how they made you feel, but to release it and take back the power of your own emotions and feelings. But it definitely needs to be when you're ready.
I got to check like one more time, real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. When I said manipulation, when a person creates messiness in their lives, you got to wonder, are they asking for forgiveness to get attention once again through manipulation?
But you know, Vivica, you know what's fun about that? What? If a person is messy and they're trying to get forgiveness and they're doing all the things they want to do, this, that, and the third, you know that language. It doesn't matter.
I do. And thank you for making eyes on that because.
Listen, it doesn't matter, Vivica.
I hate passive aggressive people.
No, but listen.
More than any other trait for a person.
It doesn't matter because it has absolutely nothing to do with you. The way that people are acting and acting a fool, they can act a fool all by themselves. If you know in your heart that you have done everything that you are supposed to do to be a good friend, a good person, and have integrity, that is totally on them if they want to act a fool and be the fool. That has absolutely nothing to do with you. And even if it hurts, let me tell you, this too shall pass.
I'm gonna step in here with this. Vivica, I think I get where you're coming from. I think I feel you a little bit on what I can see your body language and your face. I say true forgiveness is really, really hard. And I think it's easy to say this stuff on Instagram and all this kind of stuff. Yes. And yes, go ahead, girl. But no, real true forgiveness is super hard. You almost got to be superhuman to really be able to do it and to really let it go. Because even when, you know, we've all had people say sorry to us and they really say sorry because they want to tell other people, well, I apologize. She just didn't accept it. And she's stubborn. And you're like, you just said sorry just so you can look like the good guy again.
Exactly.
And what you're saying, Selena, it is to let it go so you don't carry it around. But it's really hard.
And I know it. I know it. But you know, it's
that was so
it's on
horrible,
them,
right?
Though.
And it sucks when the offense is public and dragging you in blogs and doing you dirty. And then they quietly come to you and say, my bad. And you'd be like, that's it. but you're supposed to let it go. So I know it is very, very hard.
Well, look, you can choose. You know what's so fun about the world? I can choose to not give a damn and release things just like that.
But that normally somebody comes, Elena, when you don't care about the person. When that person...
No, that's not true. You could care. No, you could care. You can care and have feelings. Listen, you could care and have feelings and everything, but you can choose to move how you want to move. For instance, if someone...
We gotta go to commercial. We have taken so much, you know what? This is something that clearly has struck nerves with all of us. I think we need a part two of this discussion at another time because we haven't figured it out. And I don't know who has. So we got to put a pin on this and revisit this again in the future and see if me and Vivica can get over our lack of being able to forgive these motherfuckers.
It's just not your time yet. You got more time left.
But it is time for commercial. Labor for right. We're going to try to work on our doing this commercial break and we'll be back after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. The Lord is not done working on Vivica and myself.
And me.
And me, Saray.
It only affects me though when, you know, otherwise I don't give a
It's all good. Alina, we're going to come to church with you one day. We're going to come to Atlanta. We're going to go to Spice's house, get some oxtails and brown suit chicken.
And go to church. But yeah. I'm not saying, I forgive everybody. There are people still that I have not forgiven because right. I'm just not there with them yet. But I do know that once you get to that place, it's freedom. It's like, you don't give a shit. Sorry. What they do no more. You forgive and you... That's on you. Good luck.
Well, speaking of forgiveness, we got to get into this Gary Owen story. Now, he made an appearance on The Breakfast Club and revealed his daughter has been ignoring him for almost a year and a half since his divorce from his ex-wife, Kenya Duke. Owen said, I've done everything. I've gone to Greensboro because my daughter is at AT&T and knocked on her door and she wouldn't answer. I tried to see her at the airport. I'm blocked on social media. I've gone through every outlet to try and get in touch with my daughter. I reach out, then I'm blocked. What are your thoughts on what Gary Owen said? Lisa Ray, let's start with you.
Yeah, I think something else is going on because this kind of behavior is her stepping back like this means that a conversation should have taken place way before now that shouldn't have gotten to this place that it is now. I feel like there's some type of something that's going on that she's just like, it ain't just because of the divorce because they had to have that conversation when they was getting ready to have divorce. Me and your mom is having a separation, da, 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 da. It's something else I think is deeper that's happening. But I really, really, like, just like we were saying that boys need their fathers, so does girls. And being a daddy's girl, I know how close I was to my dad. And I learned a lot through my dad. So I hope that she can find it in her heart to come around and at least be able to tell him what the issue is, even if she... even if she don't know what it is, I just want them to be able to have a conversation so they can kind of pound it out together.
And the school is A&T, my bad. I messed it up. Selena, what do you think?
This is a tough one. I'm with Lisa Ray on this, on the part where it's something deeper going on, but just if it seems like, because when they were married and I just don't know, I'm just speculating. It seems like everything was okay when they were married. So maybe, and I'm not saying this is true, maybe the mom, her sadness and her brokenness is causing the babies, you know, they're not babies, they're grown, they're old kids, mm-hmm. but causing them to be upset. However, I will say this in the same spirit as Lisa Ray, and no shade to my mother. I love my mother. Ma, I love you. You're the greatest ever. But my mother communicated her brokenness more than enough. And how my dad did her and how terrible he did her in 26 years of marriage was tough and all this stuff. So it became ingrained in my mind that my dad was this horrible monster a lot. Right.
And that's unfortunate.
But when I got older and now that he's gone, I realized that that wasn't the truth all the time, that was the mom's truth. I love my mama, but that she spoke her truth and it became my truth because I love my mama. Mm-hmm. I would just encourage the daughter to create your own relationship with your father. It's important because if he wasn't here, trust me, you'd be sad that you didn't have that connection that you could have had based on you thought was the reality. Exactly. And I just experienced that. That's just my story. It doesn't necessarily mean it's yours. Like Lisa Rae said, we don't know. It could be something deeper, but that would be my advice to the daughter. Don't let this come between you and your father if there was love before inside the house before the divorce.
Okay, I agree. I 1000% agree with that. Vivica, what do you think?
Well, therapy is a beautiful thing. You know, people have to realize that, you know, when you're in a relationship, in a long-term relationship with this, they were married for a very long time. And he was always, like Selena said, so wonderful in regards to the mother. However, when they broke up, there were some things that, you know, weren't nice. So, you know, this is something that y'all need to step away from social media. And if you're trying to have a future with your daughter, see if you can speak with the mother and see if you guys can get in some therapy so you can co-parent and find out why she blocked you. Don't point fingers. Stop doing that. Someone has to be mature here.
Unpopular opinion, and I'm going to go ahead and say it because, you know, if I know truth about somebody and that's my people's, I'm going to speak and defend them. Gary Owen is a good friend of mine. And when he was going through this breakup, I got dragged into his bullshit with his wife because she was lashing out and angry and upset and hurt, which I understand that, sis. But you don't got to burn down everything in the process of trying to get this man and get public opinion to swing on him and change and make everybody hate him, including his kids. This man is hurt about not being have a relationship with his kids. He loves his kids. We all saw the show. You cannot tell me that this man was a great daddy all those years. And as soon as he filed for a divorce from you, now he's a horrible, horrible dad. I don't believe it. And I'm going to go down saying that. Okay. And it does happen to the flip side, you know, all too often we believe the woman. And sometimes we got to also be like, be open-minded. And how many times have women turned their kids on their dad because they're bitter about what happened? And that is not fair. Just like it wouldn't be fair for a man to be out here doing, you know, we got to right is right and wrong is wrong. I've had a conversation with this man about his kids and he is hurt. He loves his kids. And we saw how good of a dad he was. It don't change overnight with a divorce filing. I wish she, because she's the one that put on social media, and go ahead and be mad about this if you want to, would have kept this off of social media for us to even have to talk about this, because these people had like almost 20 years together.
Wow.
And it is sad that it has come to this. And I hope one day the daughter can make her own assessment and you know, and be like, okay, I was wrong or whatever. But we shouldn't be manipulated, and neither should those kids be. And I'm sorry. When I know someone is in the news and it's one of my friends and I know what they personally have gone through, I'm going to speak on it. And that's the kind of friend I am. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more Cocktails with the Queens after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I'm looking at the chat, looking at some of the comments. I don't want that man. You know, I speak the truth about people. If anybody says anything wrong about these ladies on here, I'm going to ride just as hard. And that's just how we do on Cocktails with the Queens, because we can. All right, ladies, people on Twitter got into a debate about a woman who picked up her daughter from school in what many thought was a provocative outfit. Take a look at this photo. One social media user wrote, "That little girl looks well put together and is also in school. Nobody putting on a coat just to come get their kid. Y'all try to make everything a problem." Another person wrote, "She got her booty out in an elementary school. She definitely has to do better. I don't know why people are defending this." Do y'all think she was out of line for wearing that outfit to her daughter's school? Vivica, what you think?
I didn't really see an outfit. I saw her. I see her hair. She got on sneakers.
She got on flip-flops and she got her booty cheeks.
Listen, you know, y'all, come on. She looks like she's a good mom. The baby looks neat, this, that, and the third. But y'all got to have respect for where y'all at. I know y'all want to be like, damn, I look good. I got it tight. I got it right. But come on, y'all can't be going to elementary school and water parks where there's children at dressed scantily. I'm sorry. I don't think it's appropriate.
Because when you're showing kids as an example of how it should be done and they looking at you, you're saying to them, this is appropriate and this is right. And it's not, as a mom, it's not at a school, it's not where you are portraying yourself to other kids to be able to look at and go, oh, that's the example. No, it's not.
And sometimes it attracts the wrong attention. Unfortunately, yeah. We live in a world where there are predators. So you have to be careful. Just make good choices.
Selena, what you think?
Yeah. As a mother, It is hard enough to try and explain social media to our kids. But then when the social media show up down to the school where we think it's safe, where we think it's 7 + 6 = 13. But then she show up with a Chinese arithmetic outfit on. I don't know what to say, because people are always going to have their opinion. Well, I should be able to wear what I want to wear. It. No, girl, that is not the way of the world. It's something called rules. We got to start going back. It's nothing wrong with going by rules. Come on, just help the other parents out. We
have
already
a code of conduct.
Code of conduct, class, whatever happened to it? Do we do that anymore? I mean, is that part of our thing?
And can I just add a sidebar real quick? I just saw recently, and I'll make this quick. Deion Sanders, his HBCU football players, he said, I don't want no tanks, no flip-flops, no pants sagging and dragging. Y'all gonna dress like men. We got to start respecting. This is generation next, y'all.
And I get... And everyone, nobody wants to be told what to do. I should be able to dress the way I feel like. I get that. But when you go into a school, put something that covers your butt. When you go into the grocery store, you can wear whatever you want, but these are other kids there. And the way you dress, it may not gel with the way other parents are raising their kids, and they're going to see you too. And why do you want that to be out? Why does everyone want everything to be out all the time? Like, come on, man. All right, y'all. We have a lot of conversations we need a part two to, but we're going to get them to you. We want to thank our dance hall queen, Spice, for joining us tonight. And thank you for watching us on YouTube. Y'all need to stick around for the Pulse. That's coming up. And ladies, we got to talk about that teacher. We have a lot to talk about next time. I'll see y'all next time.
Okay, girl.
Finding the perfect project manager isn't easy. But at Upwork, we found him. He's in Adelaide. Between his color-coordinated sticky note collection and the cutest box lunch we have ever seen. And you can find him right now on Upwork.com. When the world is your workforce, finding the perfect project manager, designer, developer, or whomever you may need tends to fall right into place. Find top-rated talent who can start today on Upwork.com.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.